The First Podcast, one of many podcasts.
Okay. Can I do anything? It's just a
sure.
All right.
Whatever is on your mind.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Scott here. Welcome to. Well, this is Doplex. Welcome to the first podcast, the first ever podcast, and the only podcast you should ever listen to because it's the best podcast.
Hey, y'all. Scott here. This is Lars from the first podcast. 116,000 people can't be wrong. And as always, I'm joined by America's boyfriend, co-host Joe.
That's me. Hello, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for tuning in at home or on a bench in the park, wherever you're listening to this from. If you're listening in live at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Thank you very much. Doplex, you're a man of great talent.
Oh, thank you.
And your YouTube channel where you produce content is Doplex, where people can listen to your little sound bites and things that you create.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the works that you have upcoming?
Yeah. So for the past couple months, I've been slaving away on this incredibly grueling video. It's a choose your own adventure video, and it's so I've been kind of not getting tired of what I've been making, but I definitely wanted to challenge myself, so I decided to throw my balls on the coffee table and slam a holy Bible on them and take on this project that was definitely a lot more. I feel like I bit off a little bit more than I could chew, but it's almost done. But yeah, that's what I'm working on now, and it's pretty cool so far. It's pretty good.
That sounds amazing. Are your balls okay? Somebody in the chat asks.
they've never been okay. So they're just they're kind of there. You know, just, it's an extension of me.
I thought you were gonna say they've never been better, but that
they've never existed.
I don't have balls. Your channel is hilarious. By the way, I was watching it.
Oh, thank you.
A complete absurdist gem of comedy. I was chuckling throughout as I was preparing for this recording.
Wow, thank you. So that's so kind of you.
Your last video
was a month ago.
Yeah, well,
almost two. I know.
Christ.
The most mysterious woman on the internet. How did you find that channel?
So she had like a viral video. It's so Meepearl. She's like a squirrel nurturer / possum nurturer. She had a video go viral of her massaging possums, and I bought her merch as a joke, and I was like, you know what, I should make a video on this woman because I actually low-key love her stuff.
Right.
It's one of, you know, you stumble across like some old ass video and then you kind of go down the rabbit hole. It's kind of what happened there. Meepearl is a gem.
Yeah, she gives in that video that you talked about. She gives a massage to a possum and tries to use the negative energy from her day to transmit it into the possum for theoretically nefarious purposes.
Right. Yeah. I think there's definitely some occultism happening there.
Yeah.
You describe it as a morbid insanity and yet an elegant charm.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's kind of the box quote, yeah. Excuse me, of her life.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about Scott the Waz for a second.
Oh, yeah, always.
So this, I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this, but I feel like Scott has been filling a certain shaped hole in my viewing experience. And I don't know how you're going to take this, but I think of him as Nakey Jakey that we have at home, if that makes any sense. Is that...
I see. Okay, so that comparison, I see your direction there. Yeah, totally. It's definitely, it's like Nakey Jakey if Nakey Jakey was your best friend from Christian summer camp. Yeah. Which is no diss to Scott the Waz. I love his content.
Yeah. Joe, are you familiar with Nakey Jakey and Scott the Waz?
Yeah, I know who they are. I've seen at least some of their videos. I'm not like obsessed with them where I've memorized their, you know, zodiac signs and everything.
Oh. Well, so Nakey Jakey is kind of this success story where it's like, how do I describe it? It's like he's just like a gamer guy that got popular just like organically, I guess, because he had really good stuff. And he'd make these really interesting videos. He had a series called Games That Should Bang, which kind of like explained how different game series would go well together. And then just started talking about gaming series in general. And great series, yeah. And then he kind of stopped uploading. And then everyone saw that Scott the Waz was also doing gaming videos, and he was doing like 8 a week, and it's still pretty good.
Yeah. That's one a day, and then on Sundays too, or some similar schedule.
The problem with it is, like, at the end of the day, I love his content, but it makes me miss Jakey when he posts. I don't know.
Well, is he Nakey? Is Scott Nakey?
No.
Well, everybody's Nakey underneath.
Yeah. Underneath their clothes, everyone is nude.
Yeah, but not everybody's Jakey.
No,
yeah.
But everyone has the ability to be Jakey.
That is true.
By the way, if you're listening to this Nakey Jakey and are Scott the Waz, feel free to come on the show anytime. We'd love to have you.
Oh, there it is in the chat. Someone says, guys, can I talk? This is a podcast, but not a voice chat, guys.
Sure, you can talk. Go ahead.
You can talk. Well, yeah, you can try.
Let's give them the floor. Go ahead and listen.
All right.
By the way, I noticed something about MePearl. 4 years ago, she posted a video, Proper Possum Holiday Psychology, where she uses the phrase, with all the
joy and jubilation that we humans
feel in this season. And that actually led me to believe that she's not a human at all. Something an alien would say.
Yeah, well, the lore of her channel is that she's being possessed, I guess, by a dead squirrel, so... If anything, she's just kind of a hollow shell.
Is that it? Is that like the thing behind it all?
Yeah, yeah. So the shirt I bought of hers, it's like a Buddha statue type thing and like a golden sun, but in the middle it's just a squirrel. So it's like she's created this very strange religion, but it's like it teeters on like boomer humor, but like
the Latter-day Joes.
Yeah.
Okay, so one day, apparently, our Discord server decided to start a fake religion for us called the Followers of Lars, a.k.a. the Latter-day Joes. And lately, Joe's been, like, making lore for it on the server. Like, it's been getting pretty complex.
Oh, wow.
That is the logo in the server chat right now. That little kind of cross.
That's cool. You guys should create, like, your version of the Holy Bible, but just have it be, like, a very graphic fan fiction.
Yeah, somebody should get on that. We have a Minecraft server that you can access from minecraft.t1podcast.com. That'll take you into the Discord channel for it.
Minecraft.t1podcast.com.
There's signs on the buildings that say property of Latter-day Joes, and stuff like that.
I like your guys' world building there.
Thank you.
Except you're building your own, I guess, MCU, your T1PCU within Minecraft. Yeah.
It's time to expand onto other servers, by the way. So if you're looking for a chapter of this Followers of Lars, a.k.a. Latter-day Joes or something, let us know and we could potentially start that for you.
Oh, I'd love that.
I've been incredibly impressed, by the way, like the dedication that some of the fans have devoted to the Minecraft server, just building castles and sky towers and having an entire like socialist economy where you take what you need and stuff with the materials, it's pretty impressive.
We have a whole economy.
You guys have a great community.
Yeah.
So Doplex, let me ask you: would you own a possum?
I think you were about to say squirrel, and I used to have pet squirrels.
Oh.
I would own a possum. I think they're great. They would always raid my backyard as a kid, and they'd scare the shit out of me. But I feel like if I could domesticate one, then yeah, he'd be my best buddy.
Wait, when you say raid, do you mean like dozens of them were rampaging your backyard?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'd be concerned.
Yeah, they were doing a raid mission.
Jesus. All right.
Real quick, what would you name your possum?
I'd give him a pretty simplistic name, like a Rob or a Steve or a Doug, something like that.
Steve or Doug, those are guys in the chat. Please weigh in on what you would name your possum.
Someone says Sir Reginald the Third.
I like that. So that means he would have had two more.
Yeah. You would have had to have multiple generations of possum dynasty. Yeah.
Angus Wiltshire, the finest possum in all the land.
The biggest balls in this neighborhood.
The biggest balls in all the... He goes from town to town, painting the town brown until he finds a possum fit for a king. Then he takes the possum by the tail to the king, and the king takes the possum and raises him as his own. Angus Wiltshire, everybody. Brought to you on BBC.
Speaking of names, by the way, where the hell does Doplex come from?
So... It's a really lame story, but pretty much when I had first started my channel, it was me and another dude. We would do like sketch comedy.
Oh.
And it was just like a play on like duplex, you know, like the housing unit with two units in it. Cause there's two of us, but he like as a joke said like, oh, what if it was Dopeplex? Cause it's dope. Get it?
Oh,
I was like, yeah, sure. Whatever. That's dumb enough. Let's go with that. And then ironically enough, it just became me. So I'm more of a singular plex, if anything.
Just a plex.
Yeah, just a plex. Yeah, just an apartment. I should just rebrand my entire channel as just apartment.
Dopartment.
Dopartment. I like
it's
that.
Like home.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat has linked a Droplex official.
Oh fuck, Droplex! Every time I search my own name out of curiosity, he comes up. He's ruining my brand.
You search your own name out of curiosity.
I feel like a lot of people do that.
I do, just to see if you know, Google recognizes me yet.
Oh.
I know that's like super far-fetched because I'm still a very small boy, but you never know.
Oh, are you the first one that comes up, by the way?
I am, but it's for my music on Spotify. It's really weird. Oh. And then my YouTube channel.
Oh, are you big on Spotify?
No, I think if you have, which is weird because, I mean, considering this guy is a musician, you'd think his stuff would come out or come up first, but I don't know. I think it's the way it's stylized.
Are we still the first result, Joe?
Probably.
Probably. Yes, Joe?
I wanted to analyze the dynamic in one of the videos that you did with me, Pearl, between you and her for just a moment, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So she remarks about her mother... and waves a clay statue with the Mickey Mouse ears in a rather unsettling way. And to this, you contrast in a very down-to-earth tone. To be honest, I don't know what you're trying to say. That's just some dried clay with Mickey Mouse ears. But I get the message, all hail the goddamn queen. Were you going for a straight man and comic approach to comedy, where the straight man points out the absurdness in what the comic is doing and sets up the next punchline popular with famed comics Abbott and Costello?
That was a lot of words, my friend. I'm going to go with yes. I was doing that.
That's what I thought. That's cool. All right.
I'm a comedic genius. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I thought it was funny. She is my queen. I'm going to blow up a big photo of her at Walmart. Just
okay.
Up on my ceiling.
On your ceiling, so that it can be the last thing that you look at before you go to sleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Before you get your much precious shut eye.
Yeah, the way I could dream about her.
In that same video, you had a clip where she said, "My mother said I'd never amount to anything, and no one would ever love me, but I loved her." Do you think this is her way of turning a deeply troubling childhood experience into something positive, to bring joy to herself and others while also addressing and acknowledging the experience and letting others know more about her?
That's deep, man. Yeah, I think that's definitely what she's doing. I do that myself. I mean,
yeah,
you know, all my life I grew up getting called homophobic slurs. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna turn this into something. I'm just gonna have very flamboyant hair and just, you know, make it a thing.
Oh, I was gonna ask you.
Own it.
Okay, Doplex, speaking of which, it seems like in just about every video, you've got another haircut.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Yeah, and my question is, are you suffering at the moment, considering?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. I was going to say, you got probably the best hair in the game.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Now's not a good time for people who have the best hair in the game.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, especially considering you got to do a lot of your own grooming at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, can't exactly go out and get a haircut, because then yeah, you run the risk of somebody hawking loogies down your throat while they're shampooing your hair.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not into that, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Exactly.
You got to groom yourself. Probably shouldn't groom others. Yeah. Good message.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've gotten one haircut in about the last year.
Oh wow.
And it was about 4 months ago, right before I went to Europe. And I probably won't get another haircut for quite a while because of this whole thing, you know, this whole...
Yeah, I mean, you could always just go military, do a straight-up buzz cut, or have fun with it. Do like one of those, like, Uncle Phil kind of deals where you just, like, keep the sides in, like, a... what's that style? You know, like the...
Well, there's the long on the top, short on the sides...
Right,
so you're describing long on the sides, short on the top.
Completely bald on the top. Like I'm talking like fucking Padre, like nothing there. You know, put on like a big burlap sack.
Yeah, yeah. No, I could, but I'd rather just grow it out normally and just have like, I kind of have like a Jufro going on slightly, where it's just like, but only sometimes.
Yeah,
he can say that because he's Jewish. By the way, don't worry.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. So
oh, cool. Nice.
So...
I like how there's like a long pause after, yeah, I'm Jewish.
I'm a Jew! No.
Okay. I'm the Jewish one.
I'm the token Jew! What are you gonna do about it?
I brought you on because I thought you were a funny guy.
Yeah, funny looking, maybe.
I said nothing. Anyway... Speaking of things that start with J, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to my homie Jay Aubrey at the moment.
Yes, rip in peace.
Who's, I guess, dying of the Rona, or what is it?
Oh, no, I think he just died. Like, I think when he messaged us, he was telling, like, yo, guys, I died.
It's my time. No, he was going to be on this episode, but he's under the weather at the moment.
He's fallen ill. He's been taken captive by the Rona.
We will be recording with him again in a couple weeks, so.
I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually crashed his original episode.
Good evening.
Wait, who is this?
What's going on?
How's it going?
Doplex, what are you doing here?
Doplex.
I'm just, I'm crashing the party.
Shit.
My boy Jay Aubrey was on. Just wanted to come and give him a nice little smooch.
I did. Yes, I did. That was a great time.
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember it like it was only a year ago.
Yeah. Speaking of a year ago, I'm starting to get to the point. Joe, are you getting to this point now? Where it's like, I'll look back on an episode we did a year and a half ago, and I'm like, I don't remember that at all. Apparently, we did an episode with this person. I don't remember what we talked about. I should probably go back and listen.
I do. Yeah, I do. I do remember that. Because you record with a new person every week, mm-hmm. and then you start researching the next person. And so, like, a year later, if you haven't listened to the episode, or like sometimes you forget about it.
I feel like that's kind of like the content creator curse. It's mm-hmm. like whatever you make, if you make it in like, if you make it pretty consistently, you start to forget most of your work.
It's getting to the point now where sometimes some of the bigger fans in the server will be like, yeah, like that time that you did such and such with such and such, and I'll have to take their word for it.
I'm like, I did?
You just trust them. Yeah. But what if they're wrong and then you go around telling people that you did such and such with such and such and then you actually didn't and then you're just a liar?
See, this is how mythology starts, actually, I think, historically.
Oh, that's how the Bible was written, kids.
Joe, I think, by the way, you and I should probably do a re-listen to the show. Like, it's probably time to re-binge it.
Probably, yeah.
All right, thanks,
when
Joe.
You... What?
Nothing.
Doplex, when you reach 100,000 subscribers, are you gonna say there are so many, many people I wish to thank because I wish they had helped me, but they didn't?
I mean, now that you say that, yes, I will say that.
Just for me, right?
And I will thank you guys specifically.
All right.
Those were all of my Me Pearl related questions.
Yeah. That's,
That was the last of my
I'm glad that you did your homework on that video.
I did. That was a great video. I do love the absurdist elements in your
videos.
That
was literally the only video of yours that he actually watched for this. That's why there's so many questions. Yeah.
That is blasphemy and libel. I watched a lot of your videos.
Okay.
Well, either way, if you just watched that one, if you watched all of them, I appreciate it regardless. Smoochies from the bottom of my heart.
Joe, you like Doplex? Name every video ever.
What do you think of the modern world of online dating?
Well, I think it's a necessary evil. I think it's one of those things where, like, a lot of people are very antisocial and probably don't like to go outside. So, you know, they just meet somebody on Tinder or wherever the fuck, eHarmony, farmers.date, whatever the hell the other one is.
Oh, yeah. You ever use Farmers Only?
Ah,
oh, yeah.
That one's wonderful.
All the time. Yeah. I love a girl with a good farmer's tan.
What about Ancestry.com?
Yeah, oh, yeah. All the time. You know, I don't get to see my family that often, but, you know, when I do, might as well make it worth my while.
I feel like.
Yeah. Did you meet your? Are you seeing anybody?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, my girlfriend and I have been together for God.
Oh, Amir just broke so many hearts. Oh.
Did you meet her at the family reunion?
Yes. Yeah, I met her at Thanksgiving. My grandma. yeah, but you know, it's funny enough. My girlfriend and I actually met at GameStop of all places.
That sounds about right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
stop. How did you meet? May I ask?
Oh, wait. Let me guess. Let me give a guess first, and then you can tell us. Okay. Were you one of those dudes who, like, was she an employee there, and you were one of those dudes who, like, simultaneously was hitting on her and insulting her at the same time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, did you say insulting or consulting?
No, I said no. Never mind. It's a Hard Times article. Never mind.
Okay. I mean, you were partially there. She was an employee, and I was a weird dude in the neighborhood, basically.
I love how that's how you describe yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You just own it.
Yeah, just, you know, speaking the truth.
So you've been dating for quite a while.
Yeah.
Do you live together?
Yeah, we do.
Is that fun? Do you share a room?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
these are really personal details, Joe. What's your square footage? How many bedrooms
what's
do you have?
Square footed? What are your bathroom habits? No, I
how many outlets? How many electrical outlets do you have?
What kind of ceiling texture is it?
Is it popcorn or smooth?
Popcorn. I was reading an article about how it wasn't an article so much as it was a Facebook post about how
That's
we
a
actually
big
it wasn't so much a Facebook
show.
Post as it was a meme.
Oh, it was just a meme on Facebook. It wasn't.
It was a meme. I was reading a meme.
One and the same.
I was reading a meme about how we should normalize having an apartment with our significant others, but that we should each have our own room because, you know, you have your own style or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, honestly, that's kind of our living situation here.
I mean,
okay.
You know, I mean, obviously, me doing YouTube videos. I have a lot of filming equipment, so it's kind of like a line in the sand. I was like, I need my own space.
Yeah.
And
right.
That's how that played out.
Right,
yeah, I agree.
Joe.
Okay. That's enough about like your living arrangement and where you sleep and everything.
Well, hold on though. And not
oh, there's more, I guess.
Yeah. No.
Not
to really get into it, Joe, but I feel like there's almost like a smidge of classism in that because like that's tough, man, to be able to afford a two bedroom today in 2020.
That is very true.
Depends on where, right?
Yeah. Like if you're in like bumfuck Iowa, then maybe. Well,
if you're in anywhere other than like California, Seattle.
Which is where I live. Like,
California?
Yeah.
Oh, Inside Gaming must be really doing wonders for you then, I guess.
We don't live in the best neighborhood. We're very close to Los Angeles. So.
Lars and I live somewhat close to Los Angeles ourselves. We're both in Orange County.
Oh, so am I. Damn, we might be neighbors.
Oh.
Oh.
What letter does your city start with? Don't answer that.
With a big...
Does it end with a...
Yes, it does.
Does it end with an...
Yes, it does.
Oh, I know. Oh, we're from the same place. We are from the same place then.
Holy shit.
I'll bleep that in post. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah, delete that. But we're from the same place then.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That is cool.
We should go grab some boba or something.
We might have grown up together. Maybe we went to the same high school or something.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe we're related.
Ooh.
Probably. Probably.
maybe we met on Ancestry.com.
Yeah. Ancestry.com. That was just a giant ad read for Ancestry.com.
Yeah. Doplex, do you want to be added to the never-ending list of content creators that we want to get a beer with after Corona ends?
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love nothing more.
That list is getting pretty long at this point, Joe, isn't it?
I mean, not really. There's like 5 people on it.
There's like 12 at this point.
Is there?
Well, you can knock it out in one shot.
Yeah, just get it all over with at once.
The entirety of the first podcast guest appearance list. And
it's all one beer. Just everybody drinks out of one glass.
Yeah, it's like 12 straws in the one fishbowl.
All right.
You have the one guy that's backwashing on purpose.
Ooh, someone in the chat says do a special drunk podcast. We already did that. Go Ooh. Back and listen to it. The 1 year anniversary. Good episode.
Episode, what was it? Episode 70 or something?
Sure.
It's hard to remember. I have no idea.
Okay. Oh, hey, Doplex. Yeah. Have you read any good books recently?
Good books. Trying to think.
Or bad books.
Any books.
I don't.
Any books. I mean. Do you know how to read?
Barely. The last thing I read was, I don't really read. I mean, I read recipes.
Well, the thing is, me and Joe, we don't really read anymore either because we don't have to. You know why,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, and I don't know how.
Oh, is this a segue into an ad read?
Maybe.
Guys in the chat, post something and I'll struggle to read it.
Well, maybe not. Don't demonstrate incompetence during the ad read, Joe.
The new Twilight book. I don't know what that says because I can't read it. Right, but I have a feeling that if I wanted to, I could have somebody read that book to me.
Oh, can you possibly tell me more about that?
Tell him more. Well, tell him more, Joe.
It would be in the format of an audiobook. In this ideal world, it would be possible to search a library of practically every book ever made and have somebody read it to you within the comfort of your own home. They're not there in your room. Those days of old have gone, long since gone and forgotten, but what has remained is the ability for, I don't know, Conway Twitty, Elvis Costello, or whoever else is to read to you
Me, Pearl.
This audiobook.
Those are
of
so
choice.
Specific references. Okay.
Rufus Wainwright will read to you if he was, it might not be him, but... audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Okay, guys, here's an actual name that you guys might recognize that is actually true. Stephen Fry. Do you like Stephen Fry? He does a ton of narration work for Audible. He reads books to you. He reads the Arthur Conan Doyle canon. It's fantastic. Go check it out today at audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Get a book, and you get to keep the book, whether you stick with the service or not.
Doplex.
Yes.
If you go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast, you will gain 1 free credit to download an audiobook of your choosing. Use that credit to select wisely, my friend, and you too can join the elite group of people who have a book that is an audiobook for you.
Just don't pick Twilight.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can you read the link to me again?
audibletrial.com/T1podcast.
Doplex, I'm curious, by the way, because I feel like I watch your channel and I feel like it's got its own thing going on for sure. And I really like your aesthetic, but it seems to pull from a lot of interesting inspirations. And I'm kind of curious what those are.
Yeah. Let's see. I would say if my channel was a dumpster baby from a drunken night at prom, that dumpster baby's parents would probably be, it would come from an orgy with like a bunch of different sperms mixed in to the egg.
I really like this visual. Thank you.
Oh yeah, of course. This is how I do all my visuals. I would say JonTron.
Fool me once, I'm mad. Fool me twice, how could you? Fool me 3 times, you're officially that guy. Okay, you know the one. You go to the bar, he's like, this suit is officially is Giorgio Armani. Ask my dad knows him. Fuck you.
Mixed with H3.
Mixed
with a little bit of the humor from Nakey Jakey, a little bit.
I'm a dumb baby.
I'm just a dumb baby. Give me milk. I want to fucking sleep and do shit, dude.
And just like, also like daytime television from like the mid to late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that sperm cocktail forming. I can see how it has become you.
Yeah, I'm suffering. My channel screams kill me as it withers away in the corner.
Oh dear. Oh, I see Joe's advertising his other podcast in the chat right now for some reason.
That's right. Spaghetto and I do a podcast called The Spaghetto Podcast, and I was posting a link in case anyone was interested.
Well, let's save that until the end of the episode, Joe. Let's
you're
focus
the one
on...
who brought it up, Lars.
I did? When?
Yeah, you're the one who said Joe's... Yeah.
You did say, tell us about The Spaghetto Podcast.
Let's talk about our guest, Doplex, Joe.
Well, why did you bring up The Spaghetto Podcast?
I didn't. You brought it up.
You're the one who brought it up. You said Joe's talking about...
You're the one who typed it in the chat.
I put it in the chat. Anyone can post anything in the chat. You're the one who talked about it on the air. I wasn't going to say anything.
And where is that chat, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. You can tune these episodes live. Say stuff to us that will probably get ignored, except for when it is amusing or obnoxious.
That's right.
Thanks, Doplex, for posting the link as well. That's fantastic.
Just trying to help out.
Here, everyone post the link. Everyone go ahead and join that server, too. So here's the thing, right? You are obviously a big Filthy Frank fan.
Yes.
And while I was watching that video, you were talking about, you showed a clip of him looking for rats in New York City, which a rat chef, which reminded me of the time that I forced my coworkers to watch Rat Chef at work.
Oh, God.
And we were all just laughing hysterically. Like, thank God they liked it.
Yeah.
But
Joe has that thing where that a lot of people had where they discovered Filthy Frank too late. And it was like...
Oh, after he was long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's depressing. Yeah. I did show my my coworkers at my last job, you know, his peanut butter song.
I think
so. The peanut butter on my balls, let the dog lick it. That one. I showed it to my coworkers, and obviously it's a very, very graphic song. So while it was playing, I was worried because I forgot how, like, I just forgot like the sheer insanity of that song. So I was like, hopefully they like it. Luckily they did. They didn't think I was some fucking weirdo.
So that's interesting because that actually brings me to something that's been, it's been on my mind for a while, and it's something that has been kind of out of focus a little bit. As YouTube kind of ups their restrictions on this, but for a while, there was a big set of content that people were producing on YouTube, which was, the way that I would describe it is that the stuff they were posting was being accepted as completely normal, but 100 years ago would have gotten you instantly committed to an institution. Like, the example, the classic example I have of this is sewer pickles, which is just... Mm. I feel like if that had been posted in 1910 or whenever it was, like 100 years ago, that Ian would be instantly put away.
You'd be lucky if they didn't just string you up in a tree, because you're absolutely insane. And they don't want precious materials being wasted on such an insane idea.
For diving through the sewers and eating pickles and plopping them out. What happened? That was a very weird era of content. What was going on with that?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, there was definitely, that was the era of, I guess just people experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was definitely a good time. I miss it dearly. I feel like people play it very safe nowadays. Unfortunately, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Shit. I'd love to eat a pickle in a sewer on camera, just like iDubbbz did, but.
Yeah, that would really be the ultimate dream for a lot of people.
It's weird that that's true, but yeah. I get it.
If you were invited to, would you participate in like vomit cake or hair cake or one of those?
Oh, in a heartbeat. That was like when I first started doing YouTube, that was like the bar. Like that was the bar I was striving for. I was like, I want to do some shit like that. Like I want to be there, you know? I want to do some like very out there shit and just have people like be like, "Oh, yeah, this is totally normal cuz it's coming from him." But obviously the landscape has changed.
Can we brainstorm something new? So like what goes into making some type, one of these
what type of
types
cake?
Of videos? Food, yes. Right?
Well, what if, quote unquote, food.
Some type of tainted food. You would have to taint it in some way.
Well, I did do a video similar to this. It's no longer on my channel because I deleted it because it wasn't very fitting to my current, type of content. But we went to a dollar store. We bought a bunch of very gross vegetables, and we tried to do, this one Musical.ly was big, and we tried to do Musical.ly's, like, lip sync to songs while we were getting, like, a bunch of disgusting, like, fruit and vegetables thrown at us, very much in the vein of, like, you know, the Filthy Frank Max Mofo era. So, yeah, definitely food is always the go-to for these kinds of shock. I don't know why it's food. Why can't it be, like, human waste? Like, let's throw shit at each other.
Well, both are gross. I think food, it has the added element of it going into your body, and you don't want to eat something that will make you sick because we've all been sick, and you have a gut reaction to, like, just a guttural impulse to stay away from something that's not good food for you.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah, so
that is true. Hence the vomit and the hair.
Are you on TikTok?
I created a TikTok, and all I uploaded there was a TikTok of Keemstar that I just edited to make him look stupid, and that was really...
Garbage!
Well, you should hop back on TikTok. You might have a limited window, though, because apparently it might get banned.
Yeah,
I kind of hate to admit it, but the truth is that TikTok kind of became the new Vine.
Like a year and a half ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, though there's some funny stuff on there now, and that's because for the longest time I was like, oh, it's just fucking another Musical.ly, just people biting their lips and rubbing their nipples and singing along to whatever the fuck. But then yeah, there's actually some funny shit on there.
So you made a video about TV Filthy Frank 2, and at the end of the video you said that he could be successful if done right. Have you kept up with that? Do you have any thoughts now? Because we actually had Filthy Frank 2 on our show like over a year ago.
Yeah. I don't know if he does. I mean, he uploads like very sporadic. Like he uploaded recently, right? And then took it down for some reason. Or was that like a re-upload?
Oh, did he? He had something in the past couple of months at least.
Yeah. I don't know if he's working on more stuff, but I feel like if like he kept putting stuff out that was to that caliber, that first video, oh yeah, he could totally carry that torch.
Yeah, apparently he's like 360,000 followers now or something.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's got it in the bag.
Do you think that's because of him, or do you think that's because people see what he's doing and they're like, oh, I like Filthy Frank, and they like it?
Yeah, I think he definitely, because obviously there is a lot of people that do the whole continuation of Filthy Frank, but not as good.
Yeah,
I think he knows the mannerisms and like the little very subtle nuances that Filthy Frank did, and he's able to pull it off.
Yeah.
So I think he's just the only one to actually get it right.
Is it not kind of the problem we were talking about earlier, though, is how that era has really passed due to the restrictions and stuff. And like, I don't think it works anymore in terms of becoming monetized or becoming successful. Like the Filthy Frank model is over at this point.
Yeah. No, I agree. It fucking sucks.
Yep.
I feel like it's weird because, like, I think YouTube as a whole, right? Like, there's still people that do, I guess, edgier content. Mm-hmm. But I think that in order to do it long term, or in order to do it long enough to where, because there's so many, like, weird little things you got to do, like, to even have your video promoted in the first place. So it's like, okay, I could do this and not worry about monetization, but I have to worry about if YouTube is actually going to show this to people.
Right.
So they definitely kind of fuck you in both of your assholes if you try to do that.
Right. So let me ask you this. What is your opinion on YouTube?
I think if done right, I mean, obviously I love YouTube. I love making stuff for YouTube, but I just hate that it's very much, I feel like celebrities are rewarded more than anyone else nowadays. Like, who was that celebrity? Was it Brie Larson or whatever that like joined YouTube and like got like her 100K plaque in like a few days and was like flaunting it on social media? Like she worked so hard for it.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't know.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's weird because it's becoming very tailored towards celebrities, which is, which sucks.
Oh,
but like, what's your opinion on YouTube?
Oh, like just in general?
Yeah, just like, what's your opinion on YouTube?
I like it. It's a good website.
No, you answered it. You gave a thoughtful, genuine answer the first time. I just wanted to repeat it a couple times. But
oh, okay.
So when you say it's becoming more just for celebrities, do you think that the fact that Will Smith gave he was the one who presented the
well, it's been a minute year. Since that, and they did another one since then. But yeah,
they did.
Oh, yeah.
Was that another celebrity?
Yeah, I think that was 2 years ago from the...
Yeah, so what happened, Joe, is they had the Will Smith...
Fortnite and Marquez
Brownlee one, and then the year after that, when they realized no one liked it, they just did it like, these were the top 10 videos of the year. Like a
I
list.
See.
And people didn't like that either.
It was very Watch Mojo.
Yeah.
Well, YouTube is kind of like anybody can become famous. It's very the opposite of corporate. So when they take it and they make it into this corporate thing, I can imagine people aren't going to like that.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's kind of how it feels. I mean, yeah, I think they're definitely taking steps to make it a little bit better and more. They're definitely incentivizing smaller creators a little bit more. But I mean, I feel like a lot of people who are just jumping in now, you'd have to get really fucking lucky. Like me, I've been doing YouTube for almost 5 years now, and like I'm not even at 14K yet. And you know, there's definitely a big, like, luck does play a big part of it. But at the same time, I'm not very consistent. So I guess I don't really have a horse in that race.
Well, what if you change your name to Rolex?
Then maybe, you know, the people will confuse me with the brand, and I'll start maybe doing like watch battery tutorials, like how to change your watch battery.
Just start putting out like product explanations.
Yeah, just buy like a Lazy Susan and just like have it spin underneath like an incandescent spotlight
with like tea, like things of tea on it.
Yeah. Royalty free music playing
and jars of apples.
Woman voice.
Subscribe to Rolex.
You'll review Rolex watches and apples and tea.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
Only one way to find out.
We could start a group channel and just do that.
So I think that the thing that seems to be occurring is that, and I'm guessing people have mentioned this before, you have a situation where you have content that probably seems like it would be right at home among other creators that are up there in the millions, but just something that the algorithm just doesn't want to pick it up. And there's a ton of creators where like I see that where they're at your level and they would probably, like I said, be right at home, but there's something preventing that. What do you think it is? What's that wall?
I would definitely say just consistency, and because I mean I think, you know, there's definitely that that thing you need to do where it's like you gotta eat, sleep, breathe, piss and shit YouTube. Yeah. You gotta like do that consistently. But for me, it's like, especially since my day job, like I am a video editor.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I don't like if I spend, you know, 8 hours of my day dealing with YouTube for work, and then when I get done, typically, I don't even want to look at my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure other people have different situations, but I think it's one of the things you got to be like very invested. And that means like, you know, you upload consistently, you keep up with the comments and you keep up with your community, social mm-hmm. media. There's like all these like even outside of YouTube, right? There's a lot of like different layers that you have to make sure you're touching on. So I feel like that's definitely a big wall, because like a lot of like my friends who have made it big, they're definitely very much in tune with their audience, and they know where they're at and when, and they communicate with them a little bit more, and there's that back and forth, and they've become popular with other creators. And I don't know, I'm rambling, but you know, the list is very long as far as what that wall is.
Could you if you had to give one tip that somebody might not think of to YouTubers that are trying to become larger, what would be like one thing that people might not think of?
Well, I feel like I'm the wrong person to give that answer, but if I had to put my head there, I'd say see what other people want to watch. Go to Reddit, see what people like. If you go to like Reddit r/videos, you can kind of see what pops off there. You know, if people like videos about realistic buttholes that are actually like cakes, you know, make videos about that. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you could only say one thing, what would it be? This is like a standalone question.
Oh, if I could say one thing, just like in
general.
If
you could only say one thing, what would it
in
be?
In general.
I'm tired.
All right.
I feel like I say that very often.
This next one is open-ended, so bear with me here.
Here we go.
Shapes?
Sizes.
All right. All right. Not bad.
Was that the end of the segment, Joe?
Wait. Was that
no, there's one more. There's one more. How much would you like to wager that I can beat you in a foot race?
$6.
Oh, All right,
not bad.
Joe's one of those guys who jogs for fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I haven't done that recently.
That's cool. I envy you.
Back in the day, he'd just be like, oh, yeah, I just ran 12 miles today. Just for fun. It's bizarre.
Yeah. My cousin ran a 100-mile race.
Jesus.
Why run a 100-mile race if you don't have to?
Well, I think he was proving to himself that he could do it.
Well, I can prove to myself that I can punch myself in the face like 20 times, but that's not necessarily appealing.
Exactly.
Would you gain a sense of accomplishment by punching yourself in the face? Like, it's something that like very few people have done before?
No, and I don't feel like I feel accomplished by running 100 miles either.
Well, I feel like if you ran 100 miles, you would feel accomplished.
I guess, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean you guess? Like, who could... Doflex, if you ran 100 miles, would you feel like you've accomplished something?
I
feel like most people would feel accomplished after running 100 miles.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to feel my heartbeat. I feel like I would die.
Yeah, of course you would. It would be hard, but that just makes it more
that
of
is,
a feat.
That is true. That is true. I did briefly run track.
Okay.
But nothing to that caliber. It was for school. It was like, all right, there was nothing like that.
How briefly are we, when you say briefly, are we talking like you did it for a school year or you did it for 3 days? What do you mean?
Half a race, half a jog.
I did it for a period.
Like a period of your life?
Yeah, just a school period. Yeah, I ran track.
All right. By the way, I know that we're somewhat crunched for time, but I feel like I'm feeling like we should do a segment on pet peeves. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Should we take a quick break if we need to think of some?
Well, or sure. I mean, I don't have anything in mind.
Okay. I say we say I'm off rip. Just whatever comes to mind, just say it.
Duplex, if you want to freestyle, go for it.
Okay. So just pet peeves in general?
Yeah, we do this segment sometimes on the podcast.
Okay. Let's see. I don't like people who stand too close to you, like strangers.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a COVID thing or is that just in general?
Oh, just in general. Like, you ever go to like Universal Studios or like any theme park and people are just like literally trying to like rub their cock and balls on your butt and you're just like, I'm just waiting in line for fucking Transformers, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I hate it when people are rapey towards me too, Duplex.
It's like, if you stand closer to me, are you going to get on the ride sooner? Or are you just like as eager as a bunny and you can't contain, you're like a grown up. Come on. Like, you can't contain your eagerness. You have to stand this close.
Typically, they're probably just trying to smell your hair.
Okay. I have a very specific pet peeve. I'm going to going to try to describe it to you guys because I do a lot of driving for my job. Okay. So imagine I'm at a T intersection. And I'm at the bottom, and then the T is coming across, and there's a car kind of in the distance that's sort of slowly approaching, and I need to make a right turn. So I make a right turn, which means that the car behind me has to slow down by about 2 or 3 miles per hour, and they honk madly. Do you guys ever run into that?
So you're like impatient drivers is what you're saying.
Yeah. I get a lot of that.
I would think that if there's another lane for them to pass you and they don't have to slow down,
right,
then they should just go around.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going in front of people, and if it's only like 2 or 3 miles per hour, that's one thing. But if somebody did go in front of me and forced me to, like, they cut me off, basically.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about cutting off.
That's another thing entirely, but I don't think that's what you're talking about, right?
I'm talking about situations where, like, people are speeding and then that they make it everyone else's problem. Like, I'm going down like McFadden in Huntington Beach or something, and they're like, I gotta go 65, and it's like they make it everyone else's problem that we're only going 50 or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I do share that pet peeve with you.
Yeah. I feel like people who speed have this thing where they're also an asshole, and so they want to make it everyone else's issue.
100%.
Like there's never people who are really nice, but they also speed. They're not like speeding, but considerate. You know, that's never the situation.
Yeah, there's definitely that level of like, my time is very important. My time is more important than the lives of the other drivers on this road.
Right.
My sarcastic favorite thing is when I'm like kind of slowing down because there's a red light and the guy behind me is tailgating me at that point. Like, I really want to get to that red light now. And it's like, the way that I like to describe it is, it's like, okay, so you know how when you take a laxative, you don't lose weight, you just lose poop faster?
I've never taken a laxative.
Okay, well, that's what happens. It doesn't cause you to lose body weight. It's just your poop comes out of you faster. In that same sense, if you get to a red light faster, it doesn't help you get where you need to go faster.
I love that analogy.
You're just taking a laxative, metaphorically, is what I'm saying.
I would say my pet peeve is when I'm going like, when I'm already speeding on the freeway, I'm going 70, or let's say, I don't want to incriminate myself, but let's say I'm going fast enough and somebody's tailgating me, because now we're both going to be going 60.
Oh, I see.
Joe, I think that's a little too close to mine.
That's mine.
Your pet peeve is also people misbehaving on the road?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my answer.
Well, I think, you know, obviously since the three of us are Californians, yeah. You know, I'm sure a good majority of our pet peeves come from just general shit that happens on the road, or how people fucking park.
Yeah, people in California, just the way that they drive is just very Californian.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, you know, obviously it's like the stereotype, right? Like, oh, a lot of traffic in Los Angeles, but like, it's true as hell for one, and everybody drives like a goddamn maniac.
Yeah. What's hilarious is I have relatives in Iowa, and sometimes I go to visit them and they'll be like, oh, there was so much traffic. And I'm like, that's so cute, because their idea of traffic is there's two other cars on the entire freeway. It was traumatic. I don't know what to do. Joe, do you have any of these Midwest relatives? Do you know my pain?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have relatives in other places like Oregon. But they acknowledge, because they're from here too, so they acknowledge that their traffic's not like our traffic. Their rush hour is still moving along at like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. What about, let's see, let's talk about music.
Music.
Doplex, I really like your music.
Thank you.
How long have you been making music?
See, it's weird because like I don't do music seriously. It's like very like, it's all a joke, right?
Okay.
Joke or not,
you definitely sense a comedic element.
Dog, joke or not, that social distancing beat was fire. That was awesome, dude.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I'd say probably, God, maybe like 2-3 years. I don't know. I mean, I used to be in like bands and stuff, right? That's like when I would actually make music. But like just for like my channel specifically. Yeah, I don't know, because I would just like make like random songs for like a video if like the bit called for it.
Okay.
Yeah, because that first album is essentially just like a compilation album of just stupid shit from my videos.
Someone in the chat saying, Doplex, let me make a beat for you.
Sure. I'd appreciate that.
He says, sure.
The person who's saying that, by the way, is our moderator, Ken, who's actually a very talented beat maker.
Oh, cool.
Like, he's not just saying that just because, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be like, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
Yeah, no, the first time he posted a beat in our server, I was like, what the hell? Why does this sound like someone who's been doing this for 10 years at his age? I was blown away. It's fantastic.
It's a prodigy, yeah. Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Wait, guys. Thank you. Someone in the chat asks, Doplex, do you like beets?
Like the vegetable.
I don't think I've ever actually had a beet. I can't think of like a time I've actually eaten a beet.
Is a beet a real food? I've never actually seen one.
Yeah, that's true.
Just ask Dwight Schrute.
Oh. Beets, bears, Battlestar Galactica.
Office
that's
reference.
Office reference. Doplex. Welcome to the Office podcast.
Dude, I think I'm going to start doing something in real life. Well, I guess in online life, because there is no real life right now. But
right.
I feel like
We're in the simulation.
I feel like when an obvious reference is going to be made, I'm going to start saying office reference instead. And like people will probably get it, like depending on the situation, or Simpsons reference. Do you think we could devolve?
Oh, I see.
Is my question.
Oh, so are you saying even if it's not an Office or a Simpsons reference, like you'll say that?
Oh, I don't want to add irony poisoning and make it so when it's not. I'm talking about situations where it actually applies.
Oh, I see. But not actually directly like explaining the reference, just saying it and seeing people understand it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that devolution.
I feel like, I mean, I kind of do that already. It's like, oh, this reminds me of blank.
This reminds
but
me
just
of that
having
time,
like
yeah.
two words. Hey, this reminds me of Family Guy reference. Welcome
there we
to the
go.
Family Guy podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, by the way, Doplex, I'll go ahead and post this in the show notes, but I have a picture that I'd like you to explain.
Okay.
All right, 1 second. Joe, distract our guest real quick.
So while Lars is doing that, why don't I entertain you with a song of my own?
Ooh,
sure.
Good. All right, thanks, Joe.
What do you think?
That was beautiful.
Been,
I feel like
on
a changed man.
All right.
Honestly.
Here goes.
Oh, God. man, that's me. That's a photo of me.
Let me guess, 2007?
2005, 2006-ish?
I want to say 2008.
Ooh, 2000 late.
Oh, that was close. I was 1 year off.
Yeah, it was either 07 or 08. I know that was definitely the year of Warped Tour. And Four Locos and Marlboro 27s.
Yeah, for reference, it's a picture of Doplex back in the day with seeing hair. You've always kind of been a hair guy, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hair has always been my personality. I make up in hair what I lack in personality.
That's sad.
How old are you, Doplex?
I am 27.
Oh.
Oh, I'm 28.
Oh.
I bet we know a lot of the same people.
I'm
now
sure.
Now that you say that.
Well, I'm originally from San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Well, then never mind.
That's like where I was born and raised. I'm California. Like I was born here.
But if you live in Redacted,
I just recently moved here.
If you live in Redacted, we probably know a lot of the same people anyway. We should talk about this after and find out like.
Yeah, away from on the record. Yeah, not actually like on the episode.
Like, don't dox yourself.
No, let's leave it all out here, man. I mean, you know.
Hey, what street do you live on?
Oh well, I'll tell you if you give me your blood type.
Oh, you know, X3.
Oh, cool. That's a good
alien
type.
I'm an alien.
The first podcast reference.
Simpsons? No.
All right.
I was going to take a shot in the dark there.
Yeah.
The Christmas Story reference.
Mr. Burns' glowy episode.
Ah, good episode.
Yeah.
Simpsons reference.
I feel like we're going to get to a point where that's all we do. We just talk in references and communication will die. But until then,
I'd be okay with that.
All right. Until then, Doplex, how can people check your stuff out, by the way?
YouTube.com/DoplexTV, DOPLEX TV, and then at Doplex TV on Twitter.
And what do you do for Inside Gaming?
I am an editor/producer, slash writer sometimes, but primarily video editor. That's my main task there.
And how do you spell Inside Gaming? Because I know that's a tricky one.
Oh yeah, it's so it's O N O S. I don't know where I was going. It's I N S I D E G A M I N G.
Yeah, if you guys, if you like Inside Gaming, go ahead and check out the episode we did with Caden Jensen as well.
Yes.
Oh,
love
yes.
Caden. Sweet queen.
Caden is really cool.
Yes.
Let's have Caden back on at some point. Anyway. Speaking of having people back on, this will be a repeat guest along with Jay Aubrey, our boy, who's dead of the coronavirus. He will be returning on the 5th, so go ahead and check that out.
After we resurrect him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Joe, if people wanted to find your stuff, what's the best way to do that?
On TikTok, I'm Disney Joey and Joey Cooks. I host the only TikTok podcast at theonlytiktokpodcast.com, and now I host the Spaghetto podcast, and... that's it.
It's a lot of podcasts.
Also, we have a merch store at merch.t1podcast.com. And guys, if you want to get bonus episodes of the show, just like the one we just released with Daft Pina, which we talked about a certain movie and the fact that it doesn't have a wolf, go ahead and go to patreon.com/t1podcast. You get bonus episodes of the podcast. You get early release privileges. You get a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. What's that link, Joe?
patreon.com/T1podcast. Have you ever said to yourself, you know, I'm looking for a way to make my life meaningful? Well, yes. At patreon.com/T1podcast, if you join the $30,000 tier, that's the Lars gets a Tesla tier, then you will, that's your meaning.
So this will make me happy?
Yes, it will.
All right, I'll input my credit card information.
Because you brought happiness to Lars.
Yeah, give Beautiful. Us your credit card information at patreon.com/T1podcast. It actually is completely safe.
Patreon.com, yeah.
Also, thank you to our newest patron, Eli Tried. Thanks for tuning in, bud.
Thank you, Eli.
Yeah.
Oh, someone in the chat says, I need character sketch ideas. Anyone got any? Yeah, here's an idea. Go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah.
Draw the landing page.
Thank you. We really appreciate
Draw the
it.
URL. And then when you're done, join the 30,000. There's a custom tier. There's a new $20,000 tier, which is a Joe gets a... If you join the $20,000 tier, then that means that I get... It's the Joe pays his rent tier. I need to catch up. I'm really behind.
Hmm.
That's it. It took me. I stumbled through that.
Yeah, he's doing fine, guys. Don't subscribe just to pay Joe's rent. Subscribe if you love the show.
And I really need your help.
Oh, dear.
My Venmo is...
By the way, if you're listening to this now, your taxes are late.
Social distancing, I've been social distancing. Even before the pandemic, I've been social distancing. Haven't left my fucking house, I've been social distancing. Social life been in a drought, I've been social distancing. Stay away from me, stay the fuck away from me. Wash your hands and take a walk, politeness escaping me. 6 feet minimum, strand myself like Gilligan. Cabin fever taking over, cabin condominium. Hit up Trader Joe's, I got a sore throat. Hypochondria, that shit is no joke. Bitch, I'm sick, but I still can't do a kickflip. Keeping tabs on your unhygienic ass. If your standards ain't erect, then you better come correct. Bitch, don't ask for curbside pickup or I'll snap your fucking neck. Not a killer in the streets or Godzilla in the sheets. I ain't licking toilet seats. Mr. Clean, don't come for me. Social distancing, I've been social distancing. Even before the pandemic, I've been social distancing. Haven't left my fucking house, I've been social distancing. Social life been in a drought, I've been social distancing. Stay away from me, stay the fuck away from me. Wash your hands and take a walk, politeness escaping me. 6 feet minimum, strand myself like Gilligan. Cabin fever taking over, cabin condominium. I whip the foreign. That's an allegory for beating my pistol grip, my piston stick, my tinsel tip. Porn is getting boring, switching to some weird shit. Like cooking mama futanari, make me sink the fucking shit. I'm on a decline, my eyes are bloodshot. Wi-Fi speeds are doing nothing, pissing me the fuck off. I need a doctor, someone call the ER. Not because I'm sick or nothing, I just need someone to talk to. Social distancing, I've been social distancing. Even before the pandemic, I've been social distancing. Haven't left my fucking house, I've been social distancing. Social life been in a drought, I've been social distancing. Stay away from me, stay the fuck away from me. Wash your hands and take a walk, politeness escaping me. 6 feet minimum, strand myself like Gilligan. Cabin fever taking over, cabin condominium.
I don't have balls.